Some economic development folks, speaking off the record, say lawmakers failed to show Boeing the state is serious about landing the 777X assembly line here. Alex Peach, who heads the governor's aerospace office, doesn't go that far.
Governor Inslee had proposed several things that we thought would have been helpful to demonstrate to the Boeing company that we're preparing to compete aggressively for the 777X. And unfortunately, we didn't get them in this legislative session, but that doesn't mean that we're giving up.
Inslee and Boeing both wanted a transportation package. That failed, as did some other things on Boeing's wish list, supported by Republicans, such as workers' compensation reform and a fish consumption study. That last one was opposed by House Democrats because they said it was just a way to postpone stricter water pollution standards. The legislature did come through with education funding, which a Boeing spokesman says the company was pleased about. Now Peach says he has to figure out what more Washington has to do to persuade Chicago-based Boeing to recommit to the Puget Sound region.
We'll be spending this summer analyzing the competition and trying to determine exactly what needs to be done, and we'll come back to the legislature in the future with those requests.
Experts say Washington is in a good position to build the next 777 here, but South Carolina has been aggressive with incentives lately. So against that background, in a state so economically tied to Boeing, it's interesting that Washington lawmakers this time around didn't go along with everything the aerospace giant wanted. House Democrat Hans Dunshee's district borders Everett, site of Boeing's wide-body plant, but still he put his foot down over the fish consumption study. He says there's a limit.
You know, if they said we want you to lower the minimum wage so we can build airplanes with $3 an hour people, we wouldn't go there. No. And I don't think we want to let them pollute more than they should.
The company says it just wants a reasonable solution and achievable water quality standards based on sound science. As for the 777X, Boeing spokesman Doug Alder says the company is still looking at all its options. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.